Blog Talk Radio.
Traveling light. We come from light and we're going back to the light. And while we're here, we spread our light around through the wonderful miracle of our natal astrological chart, the sun, the moon, the planets, and the stars that create us and make us who we are. Hello, hello. Welcome to It's in the Stars. My name is Christina Malone, and this is a weekly radio show that I've created for the benefit of teaching people astrology. And that's why I don't take calls anymore. But if you want to reach me, You can go to my website, musicalastrologer.com or christinamalone.com. And that's the first thing I always mention, because I really encourage people to get their chart done, a free chart on the website, the first page, the home page of the website. And once you get your own chart, then you can go to that same website, alabe.com, and follow the planets as they go around and hit your chart, hit your planets at different points. And you can start to see that when you just check that out. It does take some effort, and so I encourage people to do that. I know my chart like the back of my hand, so I chose not to do, and also I read the Daily Planetary Guide every day, so as soon as I wake up, pretty much after I've meditated and prayed, I look at the planetary aspects of the day, and that's what the Daily Planetary Guide is for, and you can get one of those on my website too. And I always say they're going to run out soon. You know, this is getting towards November, so they're a calendar for 2021. But they're an incredible tool for finding out when the new moons, the full moons, the void moons, and the Mercury retrogrades are. So especially that, but it teaches you a lot about astrology in the front of the book, which is where I read from every week. But especially today, I decided not to have my show at the usual time of 6 p.m. Central Time. Because I looked at the Daily Planetary Guide for Saturday, October 24th, 2020, and it says that the moon in Aquarius, which is in Aquarius today, and Aquarius rules astrology, so it's a great day for doing astrology work, but the moon in Aquarius will go into a void at 5:54 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. And then it will go into the next sign, which is what a void moon is. It's between signs. It's going to go into Pisces tomorrow afternoon, October 25th, Sunday, at 5:18 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's about 24 hours of a void. So all I can say about that, as I've said before, is to avoid the void. Try to be careful if you have to be driving, especially with Mercury retrograde right now. People are not in their right minds, as they say. and to have the disconnect of the void moon, which just means the moon is not connected to any planets. So if the moon rules our emotions, that means we're not connected to our emotions either. So it's kind of a messy time to be out on the road for sure. And great time for meditating, great time for movies, great time for being with loved ones and just being, you know, not trying to do anything, but just being. So when I saw that on my calendar, I said, well, I guess I got to move up my show and do it at 2:30. And 2:30 is actually the Jupiter hour, which is a good time for spreading knowledge. Jupiter rules higher knowledge. And I'm not getting anywhere near the void. So I think I'll be able to do okay. As I tried to do last week, I was beginning to talk about Mercury retrograde, and not only was I making mistakes by reading the wrong words, but I also said that Halloween was going to be tonight, which is not true. It will be actually next Saturday, and it will be a full moon to boot, but I'll get into that later. So what I usually do is read from the Daily Planetary Guide, as I said, and I moved my time up. But it really doesn't matter when I do my show, because you can always listen to the recording over and over again, however many times you want to listen to it. I repeat myself a lot. So, okay, so this is what it says, and this is from the astrologer Pam Champy in the Daily Planetary Guide for October 26th to November 1st. Halloween week opens with a happy Venus entering Libra on Tuesday, October 27th, for the next 4 weeks. So that means Venus rules Libra. She's the goddess of love, and Libra is the sign of relationships. So Venus's home sign advantage in Libra highlights personal and business partnerships, and also art, beauty, and social justice, because you see the symbol for Libra is usually the balance, the symbol of the what the Lady Justice holds in her hands. This Halloween Saturday, October 31st will shed more light than usual on the eerie night because it coincides with a spooky full moon. I don't know when the last time it's been a full moon on Halloween. It's pretty amazing. Halloween, which was originally an ancient Celtic festival to honor the dead, falls on the same day this year as the Taurus full moon lit up by the Scorpio sun. So Taurus rules money, personal finances, and values, and it's ruled by Venus, the goddess of love and money. And it's the opposite of Scorpio, which rules other people's money, like banks and businesses and Wall Street and taxes and investments and the deep riches of the earth. Like I said last week, Scorpio rules oil and gold and minerals of the earth. So that's the opposition of the Taurus moon and Scorpio sun, and also Scorpio is ruled by Mars, so it's a Mars-Venus opposition. Mars is the god of war, Venus is the goddess of love. So this is the best time of the year for finishing up projects and getting closure on love relationships and your finances. Because it is the second full moon after the fall equinox, it's called the Hunter's Moon. And also the added light after dusk is another opportunity to start hunting and gathering for winter. And because it is the second full moon of the month, again, it is also called a blue moon. So now you know what it means when people say once in a blue moon, because a full moon doesn't happen usually twice a month. So that's a rare occasion. So this will be a blue moon next Saturday, October 31st. In addition to playing host to such a special full moon, this Halloween also features a once-a-year Sun and Uranus opposition, because the Sun will be in Scorpio, as it is since October 22nd, and Uranus is also in Taurus, so it'll be an interesting mix. Uranus is this planet that has to do with sudden changes and kind of unexpected shocks and stuff, so that opposition indicates that something unexpected may come your way. November rolls in on Sunday, November 1st, on the same day that daylight savings time goes into effect. That will be at 2 a.m. on Saturday night. So be sure to set your clocks to fall back 1 hour on Saturday night and enjoy the extra hour of sleep. So that's fall back. So what else I wanted to talk about was what I didn't talk about last week when I was talking about the sun going into Scorpio, is that Scorpio is the only sign in the zodiac which has four different symbols. You know, how Leo is the lion, Cancer is the crab, and so forth. So Scorpio has four symbols. It's a scorpion that would rather sting itself to death than not sting at all and hide in people's shoes. And snake, which is capable of shedding its skin, but in the Eastern philosophy, snake is also the kundalini, the power of the life force that goes through our body and goes up your spine. The eagle, which is the only bird that can fly really high and see really far away, so it's a very sacred bird to the Native Americans. And finally, the phoenix, which rises out of its own ashes. If you ever watched Harry Potter movies, there's a wonderful phoenix called Fox that actually does die and burn and come back out of his ashes. So that was pretty cool. So while we're in this period where the sun is in Scorpio now and Mercury is in Scorpio retrograde, there's a tendency to drift into darkness and depression. And also it's getting darker out and it's getting kind of dreary out. We have a little bit of fall colors coming out still, but anyway, the best thing to do is to try to watch funny posts on Facebook, as I did yesterday. Watch funny movies, and don't watch the news as much as you can avoid it. I find that whenever I watch the news, I do get depressed. So I'm not trying to be, not to pay attention to what's happening in the world, because I do watch all the comedians, Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, and Trevor Noah, to laugh at what's happening. And so that's really important, to keep my spirits up and to make phone calls to people when I need to get a boost and So that's one of the things I wanted to talk about too. So I read from the Daily Planetary Guide, but I also wanted to share with you that this past week was a very special celebration in the culture of India. They call it Navaratri, and it begins on the new moon in the fall, which would have been last Friday, a week ago Friday, on October 16th, the new moon in Libra. And again, Libra is ruled by Venus. Venus is the goddess of love and money. So relationships were very powerful. But to tell you about this celebration, it's called Navaratri because it means, the word in Sanskrit means nine nights. And it's dedicated to the goddess, celebrating all the aspects of the goddess, the Devi, they call her. And it went up until today, which is October 24th. And so that's nine nights, and it's a special time dedicated to the Divine Mother, the goddess. It always begins on the new moon in autumn, and I already said that, so I'm just reading my notes here. So the first of the three nights was dedicated to Maha Durga, the protector who fights the demons of ignorance and ego. She is often seen riding a tiger and has several weapons in her hand. And want to share a quick story. When I went to India in 1982, one of my first sevas, which is called selfless service, was to paint this 30-foot statue of Durga. And she was so tall that I had to climb a ladder and sit on her lap like a baby while I painted her sari. And she had a red sari because Durga, her color is red. She's a warrior. And it was really cool. So she also represents the colors of fall, and those colors are also associated with the other goddesses that we'll talk about. So what we do in the ashram is we chant Kali Durga Namo Namah, and I recently bought a Shurti box. It's called a Shurti box, which is Shurti, which is basically a drone box. It's great for chanting. And I think I'll chant that after I finish talking about the rest of the goddesses, because the next 3 days was dedicated to Mahalakshmi. And she is the goddess of wealth, and she stands on a lotus in the middle of a pond with elephants all around her, and she has gold coins pouring out of her hands. And we chant in the ashram the Mahalakshmi Astakam Stotram. And that's a very long chant, so I won't be doing that, but I can sing a little bit of it. It goes, Mahalakshmi Namostute, Shripite Shurapujite, Shankha Chakra Garahaste, Mahalakshmi Namostute, Mahalakshmi Astakam Stotram, Yapate Patiman Naraha Sarva Shruti Namaste. Okay, I knew I shouldn't have done it without the book. Namaste Stu Mahamaye Mahalakshmi Namostute. If you ever heard in a yoga class where people say Namaste, so that's what I'm saying, is I honor thee, O Lakshmi. Mahalakshmi Namostute. And it's a beautiful chant. So all of these are available on the Siddha Yoga website, which is where I spent a lot of time in my ashram days. So if you want to go there, it's siddhayoga.org, siddhayoga.org. And that will take you to that website, and you can see all the different chants and things that we celebrated this past week. And the final 3 days was dedicated to, Saraswati, Maha Saraswati. She is the goddess of knowledge, words, and music. That's why she's one of my favorites. She sits on her seat is on a swan in the middle of a lake, and she is holding a veena, which is an Indian stringed instrument. It looks almost like a sitar, on her lap. And she's my girl because she is the source of inspiration, the ability to study, and also to give me speech to help me put on this radio show. So I don't know any prayers to Saraswati, but again, they are on the Siddha Yoga website if you want to go there. So here's what I wanted to do. I did say that I've recently bought a new instrument, which is what my gratitude to Saraswati for this, because it's really amazing, and I hope you can hear it. And maybe I'll put on my speakerphone just so you can hear it. And I'm going to sing Kali Durge. Shruti box. So that was the 9 days of the Devi or Maha, Navaratri. And then tomorrow, which is the 10th day, Sunday, is called Dussehra. And Dussehra is the culmination of all the three goddesses overcoming the darkness. So it's really a day when they celebrate the light coming, overcoming the dark. And just like when you burn incense in your home, it permeates the walls. It literally gets into the paint and into the furniture, and you can smell it long after it's burned out. In the same way, chanting and meditation permeates the atmosphere in your space. So it's really a powerful thing to do. And I had this great experience where an electrician came in to install a new fire alarm in my building. And when he walked into my apartment, he said, "Wow, it really feels good in here," which was a confirmation because I do burn incense and I do chant and meditate a lot. So I said, "Thanks." I wanted to share with you about my Mercury retrograde experiences of the last week, and I would love for you all to share with me some of yours by sending an email to me on my website, ChristinaMalone.com or MercuryRetrograde.com. MusicalAstrologer.com, because I am a musical astrologer. And I'll tell you about my Mercury retrograde experiences, but if you want to email me, it's on my website, and it's ZodiacCafe1@yahoo.com. So first I had trouble with my phone. I think I said this last Saturday, so I'm repeating myself because it's a Mercury retrograde thing. And I did call my provider and rebooted my phone, and it was fine. And then my phone, my computer lost the internet. And then I just decided to go for a walk and came back, and it was fine.
why I'm telling you this, because you don't have to let it destroy your life. Mercury retrograde is not for all that. You know, it's really to help you be patient. I also had a good experience on Tuesday where I made an online grocery order, and then when I got to the store, literally 2/3 of the order was gone. It was not fair. So I said, this can't be my order, because they just brought out 2 bags. And they said, no, everything was not available. I said, that's impossible, because I know that this particular store has raspberries, blueberries, and strawberries all the time, and they were, you know, they said they were completely out, but I didn't have time to go in, so I went to another store and got everything I needed the next day. So a lot of things that happen in Mercury retrograde may be irritating, but it just means you have to do it over again, and it's really important to be patient. That's the main thing. So it's a lot of repeat, redo, recommit, whatever. Also, I've been dropping things a lot. Just simple things like a lot of pens just keep slipping out of my hand, and books and towels when I'm in the bathroom taking a shower. Drop the towel. And anyway, but I also have reconnected with a lot of people that I haven't spoken to in years. And that's a wonderful thing about Mercury retrograde. It brings back people into your life that you haven't connected with in a long time. And as I said before, it's a great time to reconnect with spirit, recharge your own batteries, reconnect with your own soul, and just take care of yourself. But one was one of the people I talked to was from Texas, and I don't think I've talked to her in 3 years. Another one was from Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I hadn't talked to her in about 15 years. And then finally, my old college roommate, who I have not spoken to since, I think, 1980, when my teacher, Baba, was in Santa Monica, was the last time I spoke to her. So all of these three people I've reconnected with in the last week, and I just think that's part of Mercury retrograde. So I would love for you to send me your experiences, because we're all learning about the stars together. And again, my email is zodiaccafe1@yahoo.com. And I think I've said everything I need to say, except that last week I forgot to share another prayer with you guys. That I'm going to be sharing prayers as we go along. Hopefully, I'll probably run out of prayers, but this is a really nice one that I say every morning. And it's actually on page 63 of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and it's called the Step 3 Prayer, or the Third Step Prayer. It says, God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may be a witness to those I would help, of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. And that's a really nice phrase for every day. So I'll tell you another one hopefully next week. And oh, I forgot to put myself back on.
Okay, that was interesting. So I hope I was able to be heard for the last part, because I had put it on the speaker so that you could hear the Shirji box, but we'll see. I will find out when I listen to it later. So the most important thing is to take care of yourself, laugh a lot. That's all we can do. And say your prayers and meditate, and don't let the outside world bother you too much. This is a good time to go inside and discover who you really are. And so have a wonderful week. It's going to be Halloween week, getting ready for a spooktacular, as I said on my radio show intro. It'll be next Saturday, so it ought to be pretty interesting. And now I'm going to play the song Spinning Through the Universe. So hang on just a second, and thank you all for being here. Okay, take care and have a good week. God bless.
spinning through the universe, skipping past the stars. Makes no difference where you're going, just be where you are. We have gone through many cycles, lives and worlds spin by. Watch the outside changing always, never knowing. Thank you.